The Lonely Journey. The world is changing dramatically, though perhaps this has always been so. Privately, we might increasingly prefer solitude, intentionally isolating ourselves as a practice in order to integrate and understand all of the intense energies that are arising. Or we may choose to avoid the process by immersing ourselves in constant busyness and the maddening, unfulfilling rules of the Matrix. Regardless, we are never alone. Everyone, everywhere is experiencing their own form of energetic, spiritual, and deeply personal upheaval. Those of us who strive to better ourselves want those with whom we associate to live more consciously and passionately. Unfortunately, because we chose to go deep into rapid spiritual healing, we are more likely to criticize and chastise ourselves, as well as project some of that chaotic energy onto others. The process typically elicits feelings of guilt, shame, and judgment, as well as a desire for isolation, perhaps not physically, but in our hearts and minds, where the imagination can create a fertile playground for shadow play. Key points to remember: feelings of lack, needing, wanting, unworthiness, guilt, shame, and pain can be crippling, but they do not last forever. They can be triggered by the most insignificant of things and ruin an otherwise perfect day, but they are as fleeting as the next heartbeat. They will want to live in our bodies, and we will not be relieved and released until we accept the truth that lies within. The fact that something is transient and impermanent does not imply that it is meaningless. Meaning is ours to discover. We are not drawn to it by chance. Neither vulnerability nor shame are signs of weakness. These can manifest in very different ways for men and women, but the roots are fed by the same lies, which tap into the prevalent mindset of, I am not enough. When we sit in meditation with whatever arises, we acknowledge the validity of what has been and what is, allowing the energies to unravel and eventually dissolve as we integrate the knowledge and wisdom it provides. But we don't need to hide in a cave or get lost deep in the woods. As we clarify our values, we can utilize tools and resources that resonate with us right where we are. We communicate authentically by listening to the still small voice of our instinct and intuition. Yes, the struggle is cosmic and complex, but trust and love are universal and quite simple. Love your life.